Hi, this is a dictation for Rena Pleasant, R-E-N-A-P-L-E-A-S-A-N-T, Rena Pleasant. Date of service is 1-4-2022. Date of accident 9-11-8-2021. Date of service is 1-4-2-2. Date of birth 2-26-1974. Rena Pleasant. Follow-up visit. Patient is reporting ongoing pain in the neck around 6, left shoulder around 6, lower back pain is 8. Patient has a ability to lift her arm up to 110 degrees and the lower back is shooting down to the left buttock and left posterior thigh up to the knee. Patient also has reported pain in the left knee, mainly at 9, but also some pain is now present in the right knee as well, to the tune of 5. She says that she went to the Sam's Club and when she was walking, she could not walk or she has extreme pain. She also reports she cannot go upstairs or downstairs or sit down on the floor. She is using back brace and she reports that she is unable to handle dinner plates or Coke glass. It fell down out of her hand. She reports of radiation to the left arm in the outer part or lateral part of the arm involving thumb and the second finger as numbness and tingling. Pain in the left hip is also present. The pain in the lower back is now across, involving both the tailbone joints. Pain levels are from 5 to 8, and suffers from headaches. Patient reports 10% relief so far from the pain medication and therapy and all. ADLs that are affected are reported as walking ability, work, sleep, and enjoyment of life 10 on a scale of 1 to 10. Mood and relationships with other people are affected 9, and general activities affected 8. System review. In neurology and psych, patient reports headaches and difficulty sleeping, fatigue, tension, weakness, and anxiety, depression, panic, and denies any vision problem, dizziness, vertigo, loss of memory, or loss of balance. In the pain and numbness, patient has an ongoing pain in the shoulder, knee, and neck, mid-back, upper back, and lower back, the sciatica, to the left posterior buttock and left thigh, and pain shooting down to the left arm, along with the stiffness of the neck, shoulder, and lower back. In the GI, patient has no nausea, vomiting, diarrhea, constipation, digestive problem, incontinence of the bowel, stomach pain, blood in the stool, or trouble swelling. In the GU, patient has frequency of urination but denies any painful urination, blood in the urine, or incontinence of the urine. In respiratory, there is no asthma, trouble breathing, chest pain, coughing, shortness of breath. In last 30 days, patient reports no changes in the pain level. Actually, it is worsened. However, there are no changes in medical history, surgical history, hospitalization, or weight loss, or any other trauma. Current pain medication are Aleve. Substance abuse, patient uses marijuana. Compliance history, patient is fully compliant to the pain medication regimen. Physical examination, the blood pressure is 113 over 89, pulse is 83, pulse ox 97, and temperature is 98.5. And the rest of the examination will be from the previous visits of 12-2-2020, dictation number 0108-105. And please use general reviews, muscular skeleton and extremities examination along with diagnosis. Plan of the care is as follows. The patient was ordered an MRI of the cervical spine and lumbar spine, and they are now available as follows. The cervical spine shows bulging disc at C3-4, herniated disc at bulging disc at C2 and C3, herniated disc at C3-C4 and C4-C5, C5 and 6, leading to compression of the thecal sac, spinal canal stenosis, and neural foramina narrowing. There is a bulging disc at C6-7 also. In the lumbar spine, there is a disc bulge at L2-3, and L4-L5, there is a broad disc herniation and left paracentral, leading to bilateral facet joint hypertrophic compression of the thecal sac and mild to moderate narrowing of the both neural foramen and narrowing. L5-S1, there is a disc bulge. The patient is advised a injection of the lumbar epidural and cervical epidural injections to bring relief. She is also advised injection to the rotator cuff to the left side for shoulder, as well as to the left knee intra-articular to relieve the pain and help her in ADLs. Patient agrees. Medications are provided to the patient, which are naproxen 500 twice a day, Elavil 50 mg at night, Scalexin 800 mg twice a day, Lidocaine gel 3%. Narco is provided 7.5325 Ritalin hour for 15 days, 30 tablets for help with the pain relief. The patient will visit us in 15 days. The procedure that are done are as follows. First is intra-articular injection of the left knee with dexamethasone. The indications are that the patient has a history of severe pain in the left knee and inability to go to the upstairs, downstairs. Physical examination is positive for tender infrapatellar, suprapatellar tendon and peripatellar swelling, as well as and so injection to the left knee is being provided to relieve the pain and improve the ADLs and provide healing. The injection to the left knee intra-articular is done according to the protocol. The injection to the left supraspinatus and infraspinatus tendon is done also according to the template, and the medical indications are that the physical findings are positive for Hawking Kennedy test and speed test, near test, along with tenderness of the left shoulder anteriorly and posteriorly, as well as difficulty in abduction pointing towards the rotator cuff tear or tendinitis. The injection will certainly bring relief. When the patient left, she was satisfied. We also have ordered a left knee brace and ACE bandage. Thank you.